And now time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Michael Best discuss a lawsuit between Apple and Qualcomm over Qualcomm's pricing structure. They speak to Matt Larson, a litigation analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence, and Andrea Matuschen, a professor at Northeastern University.
Matt, let's start with the basics. Explain why Qualcomm is allowed to charge phone makers like Apple whether or not they use its chips and what those charges are.
Certainly. So Qualcomm's business is fairly unique. It's twofold. The first part is the chipsets. They sell chips that that go into wireless devices and basically allow the phones to communicate with radio and wireless networks. The other half of their business, about a third of their business by revenue, realistically, is patent licensing. So Qualcomm invests a tremendous amount of money in doing research and development and then participates in standard-setting organizations that essentially dictate what kind of technologies are going to be put into 3G standards, 4G LTE. There are groups talking about 5G. So Qualcomm participates in these groups. It contributes the technology that it's done, that it's developed through its research programs. And then in turn, once companies start implementing those technologies, Qualcomm asks for compensation in the form of patent licensing. So it says, we'll let you use these technologies. In fact, you have to use them because they're required to communicate with other devices. And in return, you pay us licensing fees for the use of our patented tech.
So, Andrea, before we get to Qualcomm's lawsuit, that follows on the heels of a lot of litigation by Apple. So what is Apple suing Qualcomm about?
They're allegedly not getting a stream of payments back from Qualcomm in accordance with what were the previously stipulated deal terms pursuant to their agreements, which the court will undoubtedly dig into the minutiae of those contracts and will learn a lot about the nature of this relationship as the case moves forward. And so this relationship between Apple and Qualcomm also was part of the concerns that are reflected in the Federal Trade Commission's recent and activity filing against Qualcomm in California, accusing Qualcomm of anti-competitive practices in violation of Section 5 of the Fair Trade of the FTC Act as well.
That is Andrea Matuschen, a professor at Northeastern University, and Matt Larson, a litigation analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence, speaking to Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now, among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, the passenger who was dragged off that United Airlines flight earlier this week wants a judge to preserve evidence that could be used in a case. David Dow has asked that the airline and the city be required to preserve surveillance videos, crew lists, and other information.
The Department of Homeland Security faces a legal blitz over President Trump's travel ban. The ACLU filed 13 lawsuits demanding to see records on how the agency's field offices interpreted the ban against certain Muslim-majority nations. Federal courts have now put that ban on hold.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.